When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Grant's Rant today is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. Not a great day for the 49ers and the Kings. Yeah, Northern California sports fans left very disappointed. You know, when you talk about the Niners, here's the bottom line. They beat themselves. I mean, you can't make a mistake like that on a punt. You just can't. Led to a Kansas City touchdown on the next play. You can't miss an extra point. Now, I know everybody's making a big deal about the overtime rules and that a lot of the players on the 49ers were not aware of the rules. That didn't change the way they played. You think the players on the field are going to play differently based on what the rules of the overtime were? Now, you can criticize Kyle Shanahan for not electing to defer there. I mean, you can't be thinking about what happens if the game goes to a third possession. You know, to me, in that situation, it's like college football. If you win the toss in overtime, you're always going to defer. Why? Because if you don't make it on first, second, or third down, you're going for it on fourth down because you know what you need to get. I mean, it's quite simple. So for that reason, you know, I don't like the 49ers accepting the football to start overtime. But as far as the players not knowing the rules of overtime, yeah, they should have known the rules. But it didn't affect the way they played. Again, the 49ers have no one to blame but themselves. They outplayed Kansas City for much of the Super Bowl, but they got nothing to show for it because of mistakes. Then you got the Kings, who have now lost three or four games dating back to the road trip, right? You lost to Cleveland. You came home, you lost to Detroit. You beat Denver, and now you lose to Oklahoma City to start off this three-game road trip, the final of 127 and 113. Here's the bottom line. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander destroyed De'Aaron Fox. 38 points and 7 assists for SGA. Fox, meanwhile, not very effective. In 33 minutes, he was 6 of 17. He missed 6 of 8 from downtown, and it finished only with 15 points. Sabonis, his usual steady self. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. Another triple-double, 21, 14 assists, 11 rebounds. But if you don't get the A version of Fox, you're not going to win. And yesterday afternoon in OKC, that was nowhere near the A version of Fox. SGA dominating the play. Next up for Sacramento, at Phoenix, then at Denver, and it's the All-Star break. Will they go limping into the break, or will they come out with a victory or two against the Suns and the Nuggets? Time will tell, but right now, not looking good for Sacramento as they head into the break. And that's my rant for today. Hey, coming up a little bit later this afternoon, 3 o'clock, over on my YouTube channel, if you don't like that, Sean Salisbury will talk about the Super Bowl that's coming up at 3 o'clock. Have a great day, everybody.